Petersburg Medical Center is a not-for-profit organization owned by the borough and run by an elected board of 7 local residents. That board has approached borough officials about public funding to pay for capital costs, that is, new construction, renovations, and major equipment. Borough Assemblymember John Hogue told the board Thursday that local voters will need more information on day-to-day operations of the facility.
And I would suggest that before you say to the voters, all right, even though we've got some reserves we build up over time, we need your help for big capital projects, they're still going to say, show me that what you're doing for expenditures is in line.
Hogue suggested the board should be able to show the hospital salaries and benefits, for instance, are on par with other hospitals in the region. For years, the medical center has operated at arm's length from the local municipality without requesting funding. That could be changing this year. The new borough government is reviewing and revising its ordinances. A proposed version of the new hospital ordinance requires annual medical center budgets and audits be presented to the borough. It also requires the medical center to start following state open records laws, public bidding procedures, and notify the assembly of a contract with the facility's administrator. All that is not yet set in stone. It will still have to be approved by the borough assembly. Last month, the borough assembly told the medical center to repay a line of credit it took out to pay for capital costs and an operating shortfall. For the meantime, the two sides are focusing on how to fund those major capital costs in the future. Board member Chris Kissinger thought people would accept spending for new capital project items.
And I think I have confidence in the city or whatever, if they go and add something or need something new, that I look at that and, okay, they need that. And I have confidence in the council and the board. I really think if you throw too much at them, it's just going to...
Well, the problem is that the feedback that actually Steve has received and a lot of us has received is the public has a healthy skepticism on the borough spending habits.
Again, that's Assemblymember John Hogue responding, and he mentioned Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht. Board and staff from the Medical Center outlined the facility's financial status for assembly members Thursday. PMC CEO Liz Woodyard noted that the facility has a higher amount of bad debt and charity care than ever before. That's potential revenue that has to be written off as a loss.
It's about 8 to 10% is bad debt and charity care, and that also supports our community. And then we have people, you know, that have large bills, $50,000 bills, that don't pay.
Woodyard said another big question mark is future state and federal reimbursement levels for Medicare and Medicaid services. Assemblymember Sue Flint thought the medical center should focus on accounts receivable, also known as AR, or the money owed to the hospital.
To me, the answer is in your AR. I'm hoping those people that are working are training your employees so that you can get that down, because like you say, in a year it increased $1.5 million. What could you do with $1.5 million today, you know? That would solve so many problems.
Well, and it is. I mean, and that's where we keep focusing on. That
yeah,
is the answer.
Because everything else is good.
Because if we are collecting the billing, we don't have a problem.
That's Board President Tom Abbott responding. Outstanding money owed to the medical center has reached as high as $3.75 million. And the medical center is trying to collect that money and reduce the amount. CEO Woodyard brought the focus back to major expenses for the building.
I do believe, and with my whole heart, we can make it on operations. And I believe, too, our salaries are right in line. I have no problems with that. But it's an old building, and things fall apart, and you get a new roof, and then you find out you have to have insect screens.
PMC is currently replacing part of its roof. State grant funding has paid for $275,000 of that cost. However, the Medical Center Board last week approved spending an additional $76,000 for the project. The biggest cost on the horizon is a new medical information system that's already also being installed this year. It could cost PMC $700,000, but the medical center is hoping for state funding to offset that amount. Other big price tag items in the future could be new beds, medical imaging equipment, and a remodeling of the long-term care wing, among other projects. Those two elected groups plan to have another work session in early December to continue the discussion. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.